This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Brissa Melton. Jury selection started Tuesday in the murder trial of former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing a black man, George Floyd, in an encounter that triggered months of protests throughout the world against police abuse of minorities. The 44-year-old Chauvin, who is white, faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges in the death last May of the 46-year-old Floyd. He died in police custody after Chauvin pinned a knee on his neck for more than 9 minutes as Floyd pleaded that he could not breathe. Trial Judge Peter Cahill started the jury selection, even though it remained unclear whether Chauvin would also face a third-degree murder charge. Prosecutors are asking the Minnesota Court of Appeals to put the trial on hold until the issue of adding the extra count is resolved. It could take as long as 3 weeks to pick 12 jurors and up to 4 alternates, with opening arguments in the case not expected to start before March 29th. With coronavirus restrictions in place, the jurors will be seated 2 meters apart from each other in the courtroom. Prospective jurors have been mailed a 16-page questionnaire about the case, asking them about their views on policing, the criminal justice system, and such advocacy movements as Black Lives Matter. The would-be jurors were asked to disclose everything they know about the widely publicized case, Floyd's death, his nationally televised funeral, and protests against police in the weeks that followed. An official from deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy died in custody after he was arrested early Tuesday, according to a former lawmaker. He was the second party figure to die in detention in 2 days. VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives is nearing a final vote on the Senate-approved version of President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which is designed to give a new financial boost to millions of American families and businesses. The Democratic Party-controlled House is expected to vote on the measure early Wednesday, clearing the legislation for Biden to sign. It would give him a major legislative victory less than 2 months into his presidency. Biden's plan narrowly cleared the Senate last weekend after the chamber altered some aspects of the version approved earlier by the House. The House is now expected to approve the Senate-adopted legislation without further changes and solely with Democratic votes over unified Republican opposition. The spending measure, is one of the largest ever considered by Congress. It includes $1,400 checks for all but the highest-earning adults. Unemployed workers will continue to get $300 a week supplements to their state-provided unemployment assistance. State and city governments will get $350 billion to help them recover from the pandemic. In addition, tens of billions of dollars will fund a coronavirus testing and contact tracing project, as well as vaccine distribution, along with new aid for businesses that have been hard hit by directives that curtailed their operations over the past year. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara's party won a majority in last weekend's legislative elections, official results indicated on Tuesday, in a vote that raised hopes the country's recent violent tensions are behind it. The president's party won 137 out of 254 contested seats, compared to 91 for opposition parties in Saturday's elections. This is according to results published by the West African country's Electoral Commission. The vote passed off peacefully and for the first time in a decade included all of the country's main political players. A UN scientific panel on Tuesday confirmed a previous finding that radiation from the 2011 Fukushima disaster in Japan was unlikely to raise cancer rates discernibly and said a jump in thyroid cancer in children was due to ultra-sensitive screening methods. Fukushima was the worst nuclear accident since Chernobyl, the 1986 Soviet reactor explosion that sent radioactive dust across much of Europe. A 9.0 magnitude quake and tsunami crippled the Fukushima Daiichi plant, and more than 160,000 residents had to flee. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.